archived tape. Nardwar the Human Serviette for curating the collection. Thanks to Robert and Bronwyn at the UBC Library Digitization Center for partnering with us to digitize, launch, and host the audio collection, Irwin at the UBC University Archives. And to Madeline Taylor for organizing this project and supporting our documentary producers. For interviews with the producers, podcasts, and more information, visit our website, citr.ca.
You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners tuning in. Welcome to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the beautiful city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Folks, August is upon us, which means that summer is starting to wind down, which means that there's a coming end to the heat that we've been having over these past few weeks, and it seems like the weather decided that it wanted to get a head start on that earlier today. It's outside right now, it's gorgeous, but it was a little dreary earlier. But for now, I know that even though September is approaching, and for many people that means the start of a time when anxiety starts kicking back in and you start worrying about things that you really don't think about during the summer, but that is okay, because I am here to make everything just a little bit better in the hour that I have. So let's just get started. We're going to get into the music now. First, I have Taeyeon, the main vocalist of Sonyeoside, SNSD, Girls' Generation. She released a solo EP in June 2016, and we heard Starlight, which is one of the singles off the EP, and it features R&B singer Dean. But we haven't heard the title track of that album just yet. The title track is called Why, and I have that for you today. Now, while Starlight was a simple, sweet song, nothing really crazy, there was no really wild production, no out there vocal acrobatics, but I can appreciate it as a collaboration between two very gifted vocalists. Why, on the other hand, is the quintessential pop song. It is a song, it is a jam that is just so absolutely suited for summer, because this is actually a very optimistic song, and it really just asks the question. Taeyeon is asking the question to herself, why should I continue thinking of yesterday when I can look forward to tomorrow? But at the same time, why do I hesitate? Why do I hesitate moving forward? But I know that as long as I take that first step and I keep walking after that, then everything will be okay. The composition of the song, it really is a near-perfect blend of pop, dance, and R&B sensibilities. So let's check it out. Taeyeon with Why on Asian Wave 101.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, 깊게 걸어갈 낯선 곳을 그리다 또 결국엔 어쩐 난 긴 한숨에 멈춰 Why, why 돌아서 또 넌 Why, why 꿈만 가득해 지금 떠난다면
Baby
참 세상이 전부는 아냐. 하루 종일 걸어도 똑같은 풍경은 절대 보이지 않아. 하얀 종이에 적어본 바이 잉크처럼 번지는 말.
Taeyeon with Why, the title track from her EP of the same name. She's hailed as one of the best, if not the best, singer out of the idols active right now. And there are many, many idols active in the Korean music industry. So that is a very prestigious title that they have given her. She really doesn't have to overdo the vocals on the song, which she didn't. And you can just hear enough of her strong vocals. There's plenty enough to carry the song, and it rides with the instrumental, and all of that just comes together and it creates what really is a great listening experience. Moving on, though, coming up next, you may have thought that he was done, but no, he is far from it. Khalil Fong with another new single, part of his plan to release a single every single month prior to his album release in September, and the song that he has just released this month is called Flow, which is a collaboration with Wang Leehong, Taiwanese-American music megastar, all-around celebrity name. And honestly, words cannot describe how excited I was and how excited I am when I found out that this came out, because it's two of my favorites putting out music, and they're working together on the exact same track. Let me just tell you, I am there. So this song displays the minimalist style, which is Khalil's trademark, and it's very snappy. It's a very snappy sort of song, very smooth, and you can hear some rock, a lot of R&B, which is, of course, Khalil's genre. And both him and Leehong work together to compose and produce this track. And you can even catch just a little hint of jazz in the background. It's very groovy, very smooth. And what they're really singing about is grooving to the beat. It's really just about enjoying music. It's music about moving to the notes, that you shouldn't think too much about this. You just let it flow. So Khalil sings first, and then Leehong does the section, which is sort of like a sing rap, and then they sing together on the hook. It's an interesting track. So that's coming up next. Khalil Fong, Wang Leehong, Flow.
相通当中总有分别，两种风格的交接。 just flow. I think I'm gonna rock, I think I'm gonna roll. 이팅한 music star, 우승적하신도 당제도가신다. 주세로는 그 show, 나의 부이치와 我 停不下来, 我简直停不下来. 我想找开心go，跟节奏开心转，是谁都能感受，那音符一起玩，我停不下来，我简直停不动了rock，I think I'm gonna roll，一听到music start，我想找开心go，当节奏开始转，是谁都能感受，那音符一起玩，我停不下来，我简直停不下来。
That was Khalil Fong in a collaboration with Wang Li Hong, two of my absolute favorite artists active in the Mandarin music scene, collaborating on a track called Flow. It's a simple song. You really don't need to overthink it at all. You put this on at a party and you just move to the beat. You groove to your heart's content. Music can make you happy. It can make you cry. It can make you feel such strong emotions. But sometimes you just want something to dance to, something that's just really free, spirited, and really lighthearted. And this is that sort of song. Next up, moving on, we have Alan from China. She is a Chinese singer of Tibetan ancestry, and she is active in both the Chinese and Japanese music industries. And she actually made her debut as a J-pop artist. And she's here with a newer track that's called, in Mandarin, Ba Dao Tian Xia, which translates more or less to overbearing world, in the sense that this is a world that is very arrogant in a way, that it is almost in a sort of state that you find is unconquerable. And this theme, this song, is the theme song to a mobile game. And the mobile game is also called Overbearing World. And the game, of course, follows the tropes of wuxia, which is a Chinese literary genre. And that genre tells the stories of wandering warriors, martial artists, very valorous individuals who fight for honor and glory, who stand against evil in the hopes of bringing balance to the world. And through this song, what Alan is really trying to do is convey a story like that, about these heroes coming together, fighting back against evil, and reshaping the world to a good and peaceful place, a safe place for everybody. And the song features a style that we've heard a few times in the past. It's a blend of Western music genres mixed with traditional Chinese sounds. Now, you can hear the Chinese instruments, but it's more background instruments in this particular song. And it's different from other songs of this style in that it's using the rock genre, rock music sounds, using them a lot heavier than a lot of other songs of this style. And it still has that familiar melody. Alan herself is known for singing in a very traditional way, a style that is very traditional and is actually unique to her tribe in Tibet. And she is also known for one distinct thing that she does when she sings. It's called the Tibetan wail, which is this gorgeous, sustained high note. And that's not actually present in this song, but you can still hear her style more in the sense that you can catch the traditional influences in her voice when you hear her transition in pitch. So let's check it out. Alan with Overbearing World coming up next.
Thank you. I know. Looking back, hindsight always correct and that's facts.
The Underground Breakout Createwear Apparel Brand Launch is happening August 5th at LED Bar, Vancouver. Hip Hop MCs, Justin Case, MPH, Sung, Jinx, T-Pac, Mama Rude Gal, Brandon Peters, and Tunnel Vision will be competing for $1,000 custom merch, guest performances by J Black and Nevon, crazy discounts, show from 8 p.m. till midnight.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
We are back on Asian Wave 101. We are live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, broadcasting on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Before the break was Alan with Overbearing World. And what I love about her is her versatility, her discography. If you ever heard it, you'll know that she is capable of singing pop, rock, and even R&B. So she's been releasing singles lately, one song, and then a little while later, another song. And then what I'm really doing right now is waiting on the next full album. And I'm really anticipating how she'll dazzle us with her vocals next. So moving on from South Korea, some more urban sounds in a way. I have a dynamic duo, South Korean hip-hop duo, very prolific hip-hop artists. They have released a collaboration with producer Primary, Boy B of hip-hop group Rhythm Power, and R&B singer Crush, and all of them are actually signed to the same record label, Amoeba Culture, which is an independent record label for hip-hop and R&B music in South Korea. So the song is called High Five, and in a way, I would say this is a funny track. It was produced by Primary and Crush, and it mixes kind of new-age R&B sounds with hip-hop, but it's also very heavy on the synthesizers, and it's got this really booming bass drum. So we'll hear that in a minute. And this track is really just a sort of let loose song. Don't worry about a thing. You just party, go hard, and you just celebrate until you're content. It's structured to be more like a cipher. There's no fancy flows. It's just raw spitting from some very talented artists. Gecko of Dynamic Duo takes verse 1. Cheja, the other half of Dynamic Duo, takes verse 2. And then Boy B is on the final verse, and you can hear Crush singing the hook. That's coming up next. High Five, Dynamic Duo, Primary, Boy B, and Crush. And after that, we'll have Jay Rise, Toronto-based rapper, with This Isn't Who We Are, featuring Jordan Lorenzo. Content warning on the Jay Rise song. Some coarse language is used, but it's not major. But if you are uncomfortable with hearing that sort of music, please do tune back in after the track is done, and we'll get into the next part of the show. So coming up next, once again, High Five, Dynamic Duo, Primary, Boy B, and Crush.
Give me. High five! 우리 뒤에 nobody 있어 봐야 fireworks 우물정 앉아있는 너의 엉덩이가 가야워 전화기 안에 paperworks 빗자루 지라고 나와 내일 아침 되면 우물정 다들 crush 절벽 끝에 머리에 와있어 좀 흐트러지면 어때 도도리프 같은 시스템 그거 대한 떡들 뻥네 겁내지만 넌 나의 VIP야 비싼을 보여줘 여긴 비서지야 hands up 해서 계속 양팔 꿈치 spring finger 무대 위에 laser 우리 내는 오늘 인여 마마모 예 우리 심장 안에 나 그러니까 솔라 온도 올라 예 스프링
손으로 무대 위 내 삶은 언제나 축제 영광을 떠올려 할렐루야 내 몸은 공기처럼 가벼워서 너 내 머리 위로 날아다녀 위산에 그리며 앉아있지 말고 손바닥도 마주쳐야 손이
편안한 손
Give me high five
어디 어디 어디로 갈까 뭐 더위 더위 무더위에 hot night yeah. Freaky freaky freaky의 삼단 내려붙지 Give me give me give me 이건 수수 수술 다 죽은 분위기도 살려내는 주수 주수 다시 살아 움직이지 꿈틀꿈틀 다 같이 흥얼흥얼거리자 흥을 내는 주문신을 소환하는 구스 이 순간 한번 깨트려봐 편견 속에 널 같은 이미지 복잡하게 이유는 웹으로 만화랑 나만 아는 느낌이 우리 망설이지 말고 더 가보는 거야 격식이나 껍질 다 까보는 거야 깊이 깊이 더 깊이 더 파보는 거야 쉽게 생각해 다 내려놓고 막 노는 거야 네 it is so 너 먼저 빠진다고 건 진짜 이유도 이유도 아닌 breakthrough 주저 말고 이 순간은 가치라고 I'm gonna drive you crazy man you just sitting in the backseat
눈치 보지 마 speaker volume 올려 high five 손을 위로 올려
이건 승리를 위한 투쟁 꼬인 시선 편견을 깨 We ain't no fools yeah
아버지 where we boy be 우리는 확실하게 불 태우고 있지 과열된 무대 뜨거워 아무도 손을 못대 폭발 직전에 쌈대
Nobody can't stop it hot hot P형의 트랙 날 베이스 달릴 준비돼 있어 리듬 파워가 페이스 오늘 매력이 문제 있어 세상이 칠한 메이크업 문지르고 쌩얼이 됐어 B.O.R.B 내 이름 GTK 됐어 게임 타임의 밤 널 꽉 잡은 거든 던져봐 걱정할 시간에도 이 젊음은 흐르거든 So some on smash 머리 위에 V를 그려 아가씨들 날 보면 머리 끊어 여기 분위기를 책임지는 다섯 명의 이름 다 알고 있겠지만 우린 이쪽 분야에선 어떤 누구와 더 대체 안 되는 이름 속속 저 부산 달리자고 후자 노는 동시 돈을 벌지 날 다른 방식의 투자 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 어디 어디 어디로 갈까 뭐 더위 더위 무더위에 hot night yeah. Ricky Ricky Ricky의 삼감대로 묵주 Give me give me give me high five 어디 어디 어디로 갈까 뭐 더위 더위 무더위에 hot night yeah. Ricky Ricky Ricky의 삼감대로 묵주 Give me give me give me high five
Jay Rise Got me up all night drinking this liquor, stupid I know All the things that we've been through, I'm trying to get through, moving on slow My head above the waters, it's harder than it seems And I can't take it any longer, I'm starting to feel weak It's been weeks since I last saw you Should've tried but didn't bother Ego got the best of me, but I should be a lot stronger I'm trying to move onward Cause it's no longer Now I don't got her I keep thinking about Should've called her and stopped her from drifting away Seconds to days, regretting mistakes I'm missing your face And when you would laugh, memories we had But it's in the past I wish it'd be reversed I give you everything you deserve Life's becoming a blur Love is something you can't reimburse Swimming in the deep end Reality starting to seep in There's nothing like us You're the one I wanted to be with There's no one I can relate to And life's becoming a playful The love is gone and maybe it'd be easier to
you
hate
You say that you don't care, you don't wanna deal with me You push me away, but baby I'm not your enemy I don't wanna go there, I hate when you pressure me Cause baby one day I won't have any more energy I'm sorry for all the fights and all of the lonely nights But everything you're doing to me ain't right I'm sorry we fell apart, can we just go back to the start?
So I feel like I sold, where did it go? I should have played my role, keep it controlled, where did I go? I can't find myself, I'm living so lost, and where was my cause? I'm trying to do well, this love doesn't cost, but I'm so exhausted, please take the pain away, nothing can save the day, I can't complain, I need to make a change, and I tried erasing your name away, how does a love so amazing just fade away? It's been overdue for a while, I should hit you up and see what's been up. How you doing right now? Cause I've been missing that beautiful smile. What am I doing? I should keep moving. Damn. Why am I looking back? I need to relax, leave it in the past. Damn, what am I looking at? It's so annoying, I can't control it. Think about us like drinking a poison. It's really killing me, how should I deal with it? Trying to be real with it, it's really pointless. It's really pointless. Stop moping about it, stop being a bitch. Get back to my focus, stop being hopeless. Start being open, go out and live. There's no one I can relate to. How did I get so hateful? The love is gone, the love is gone. It's easier to hate you.
You don't care, you don't wanna deal with me. You push me away.
That was Dynamic Duo with Boy B, Crush, produced by Primary. High Five, that's today's party song. And after that was Jay Rise, repping the six, with Jordan Lorenzo. This Isn't Who We Are. He's got some new work coming out. If you can't find him on his social medias, go out and look for him. His name is spelt J-R-E-Y-E-Z. And now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest happenings to come out of the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. So first up from South Korea, following the disbandment of 4MINUTE, former member Sohyun has been seen hawking goods at a flea market. The idol singer posted a photo on her personal Instagram account showing her manning a stall at what is reportedly a flea market. She was selling goods related to 4MINUTE and some branded content and some other merchandise that was related to their time as a group. Fans had mixed reactions to the picture, with some speculating it was because she wanted to get rid of any reminder of her time with the group. Others have claimed that is not the case. Allegedly, she is selling the goods for charity. It is still unclear what specific reasons led to the disbandment of 4MINUTE. So whatever the case is, it really does seem like everyone has moved past that phase in their lives. Hyuna recently released a new EP, a solo EP, and everybody else has been doing their own thing, and they seem to be enjoying themselves. The endless speculation, honestly, is what creates more conflict where it may not even exist. We don't know what the situation was when they disbanded, what the former members were thinking. We're not going to know unless they choose to divulge that information. But for now, it seems like everyone is very content to do their own thing, and we're just going to leave it at that. Next up, from China, the first trailers and photos have been released for director Zhang Yimou's latest film. Zhang Yimou has directed his first English language movie called The Great Wall. Now, reportedly, it is a loose adaptation of a short story called The Great Wall of China, which was written in 1917. And though that story is set in China, it is actually an allegory to European isolationism. The film follows a group of, quote, elite soldiers defending the Great Wall, unquote, from an unknown supernatural enemy. The film stars Matt Damon as the protagonist, a European mercenary named William. It also stars Andy Lau, Jing Tian. The cast also includes Willem Dafoe and Lu Han, amongst others. Of his film, director Zhang Yimou said, "The fantasy element does play a major role because of the monsters, but what makes our film unique is that these are ancient Chinese monsters. Even though it's a fantasy movie, we filmed it in a very realistic way. We wanted to feel like the events actually happened. Other than the monsters, all aspects of this film are backed by either scientific or historical research." The film was made with a budget well over $100 million, and it is the most expensive film shot exclusively in China. So, I saw the trailer of the film, and it shows plenty of Zhang Yimou's creative style, namely the use of lush, vibrant colors. Visually, the trailer, at least, looks stunning. But there has been some controversy in regards to the casting of Matt Damon in the lead role. It has reignited the conversation regarding whitewashing in Hollywood. And in a way, I can see where the people who are bringing up whitewashing, I can see where they're coming from, because this, to them, this is a Chinese film. It's set in China. So it begs the question, why is there a white man as the lead? And in a way, this isn't really a Chinese film. It's a Hollywood film. It's produced by Legendary Entertainment, which, granted, it was recently acquired by the Chinese Wanda Group. It's now a Chinese company, and it's distributed by Universal. So this, really, it isn't a Chinese film. This is a Hollywood film. So Matt Damon as a lead really does kind of make sense. But the only way, the way that I can see this going bad is if it kind of follows the the path set forward by other films in recent history, namely Pocahontas, Avatar, not The Last Airbender, Avatar, with the big blue people, and also The Last Samurai. Granted, all three of those movies were terrific films, but where people kind of felt it rubbed them the wrong way, those three films, what they felt was wrong about that is because even though these were supposed to be about different people of different ethnic groups, and in the case of Avatar, completely different species, at the end of the day, it became more or less white guy saves the day because the ethnic guys obviously cannot save themselves. And that is where I'm guessing that a lot of the complaints are coming from, but we'll see how this goes. We haven't seen the movie yet. It's not been released, so you can't really judge immediately until you see it, but I can see where the conversation is coming from and where it's really been heading. So I was actually reading through some of the comments on the trailers, and I saw this one posted by one user that I actually found kind of amusing. Once they saw Matt Damon in that trailer, they said they need to summon the Last Samurai, Tom Cruise, and Emma Stone, who played an Asian chick in Aloha. So that, I still can't really explain why, but I did find that oddly funny. So that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next time when we cover some more headlines and some more happenings. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The late night show is the start of the weekend. Tune in every Saturday mornings from 12:30 a.m. to late, right after the medicine show. Email us, citrlatenightshow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal.
Thank you for your attention.
Back live on Asian Wave 101. I'm Steve Zhang for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're coming to you from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. And now, for some more music, I have a singer who goes by Diana Wang, and she debuted in 2013. And she started off in the industry competing in televised singing competitions. Specifically, there was one called Superstar Avenue in Taiwan. And then she was also later a part of Chinese Idol, which is the Chinese equivalent of American Idol. And she is signed to Warner Music, very popular on the digital charts. And here's a fun fact. She was actually born in the Netherlands, and she is a student of the Shanghai Theater Academy. So recently, she released a new single called I Don't Know. And in the song, she sings of hesitation, sings of being unsure of the nature of a relationship that she has with this one person. But this song is also about hope, the hope that love will eventually blossom, and that she is anticipating the day when they are loyal to each other and each other only. She's just really not sure how to go about it just yet. So this is, I guess, sort of falls into the realm of alternative listening in terms of composition. It's not the typical ballad, and there's focus much more on acoustic and natural sounding instruments. So her singing actually has a certain quality. Her voice has a very youthful air, and she really uses that to convey the feelings of anticipation and really the innocence, essentially, of finding love. So that's coming up next. Diana Wang, I Don't Know. I Don't Know by Diana Wong. It's a lilting, calm, breezy sort of song, perfect for quiet summer afternoons. Hopefully, more songs like this will become a thing. It's very refreshing. It has a different sort of energy from what we usually tend to hear from the Mandarin music industry. It really changes the pace, and it's a good break from the piano ballads. Up next, another Canadian artist. We heard him earlier featuring for J Rise, Jordan Lorenzo, also Toronto-based singer-songwriter, rapper, producer, with a song of his own called Perfect Dream. Once again, showing some love to our fellow Canadians, Jordan Lorenzo, Perfect Dream. Jordan Lorenzo with Perfect Dream. If you want to check out some more of his work, you can find him on all the social media sites. Go give him a further listen. Coming up, something for the anime fans. One of the theme songs to Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, released in 2009, not to be confused with the anime released in 2003. The song is called Period, and it's sung by a duo called Chemistry. Cue the science jokes. I just gave you a terrific setup. They debuted in 2001, and they are composed of Yoshikuni Dōchin and Kaname Kawabata. This duo formed through an audition show called Asayan, and they were signed to Sony Music, and they did very well when they debuted and they hit the scene. They had several number one singles, and their first five albums all hit number one. Currently, though, they are on an indefinite hiatus, and they have been since 2012, so they could focus on their individual solo activities. The song Period is in more of a rock style, and Chemistry's music usually leans more towards pop and R&B. It's a very upbeat song. It's very inspirational, as most anime themes are. It's about a grand journey. You embark upon this great trip, this journey of self-discovery, and along the way, you meet different people, you make everlasting bonds, and then together, you stand strong and you face whatever stands in the way, and you forge the future that you want. This is the quintessential Japanese pop song used for an anime, Chemistry, Period, on Asian Wave 101.
Yeah.
That was Period by Chemistry, a fun song, and I hope you were inspired after hearing it. Again, this was used as a theme song for Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Go and watch it. It's great. That anime has the Steve stamp of approval. And finally, I have one last track for you, one more Korean song by Korean girl group FX. It's a new single that was released as part of the SM Station project, and it's another summer jam called All Mine. And what it's really about is celebrating a great love. How there's just everything about that special someone, their eyes, their smile, everything. You just love it all. He is really all mine, all theirs. And he just seems to take them to new places, to new worlds. A whole new world. Never mind. It's a very lovey-dovey song, and it features a very upbeat, very slickly produced EDM instrumental. This is club music, and in all honesty, this is my kind of EDM. Good beats paired with great female vocals. So that brings us to the end of the show. If you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way. AsianWave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, do let me know. I want to hear from you. AsianWave101@gmail.com. Coming up next is El Sonido Latin Roots with your host, Daniel Hernandez. Always a good time when he's in the studio. And that is it for this week's Asian Wave 101. I'm Steve Zhang for CITR 101.9 FM, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. FX with All Mine to play us out, and I will talk to you next time. Take care.
Time. Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.